Good morning, church. Nice to hear everybody coughing and hacking. I'm glad I'm not alone. Goodness gracious. Ever since I can remember, I've always had like just terrible sinuses. Started back when I was in high school. It's kind of followed me all the way now into my, I don't know, late 60s. I can't remember how old I am. But anyway, used to be like, oh, you got a cold, you got the flu, whatever. Now you walk outside and you sneeze and everyone's like, ugh, stay back. Like, I swear, I think it's just laryngitis. So yeah, I feel for all y'all. Hopefully everybody's feeling better. We'll be finishing up Mark 12 today, as Leah mentioned. I'm glad everybody's here. It's great to see all the smiling faces. Hope there's some folks joining us online. Here's the old slideshow going my way here. Wrapping up Mark 12. You know, we're talking today a little bit in small groups. It comes up a lot. Now, it feels like, man, we've been here now. It's the 6 weeks of this, right? And whenever we deal with something that takes 6 weeks, we might be tempted to think that this has been a long. But all this is likely pretty much all of 12 and the last half of 11 is likely maybe one day, for all we know. They just a day at the temple, a day in the life. I think that's so exciting for us as believers to know that one day's worth of documented teaching and interactions of Christ gives us months of study, literally. So we should never grow tired of studying the Scripture. Always be learning and diving back in. There's so much richness here. But today we'll be wrapping up Mark 12. Title of the sermon is Why Do We Give? Kind of a famous, if you will. There's a few what I would consider to be well-known passages, and I think this is one of them. So what I'd like to do is we'll read it together. It's a short read. It's only four verses. Then we'll pray and we'll get into it. So if you got your Bibles, feel free to turn. If not, it's up on the screen as per usual. Of course, assuming everything works correctly. Look, it's working. All right, now we're talking. Then he sat down opposite the treasury and watched the people putting money into the offering box. Many rich people put in large sums, and a poor widow came and put in 2 small copper coins, which make a penny. And he called his disciples to him and said to them, "Truly I say to you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the offering box. For they all contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on." Let's pray. Lord, as we tackle some of these scriptures that maybe we've heard literally hundreds, maybe thousands of times, preached in maybe a very similar way or the same way or maybe 1,000 different ways for all I know, Lord, I pray that we're able to put all that aside and look at this today with fresh eyes, Lord. Eyes not, leaning on our own understanding and approaching this with what we know to be true about the Word and then trying to figure out how we square up any new information with that, Lord, but that we could let your Holy Spirit illumine us today, not our past experiences and not our past bits of understanding, Lord, but to approach this fresh and new and look at this with new eyes and really understand what Jesus is getting at, the heart of his teaching to his disciples here, of what it means to give and to give sacrificially, as this lady has clearly done in this story. Thank you for this time together, Lord. Thank you for this time of study. It's in your Son's name I pray. Amen. I'll tell you, one nice thing about preaching small chunks is I can get all 4 up on my little digital Bible so I don't have to scroll around very much until the screen turns off. So, all right, so why do we give? The widow's offering, often referred to as the widow's offering just because of the nature of the passage, I think, but it's one of the most well-known passages in Scripture. It's often utilized in a, quote, sermon on the amount. That's a term I heard ages ago. I just love it to pieces. When churches start preaching about giving, that sermon called the Sermon on the Amount. So I've heard this myself, cited a number of times with regards to, hey, let's talk about giving, church, and why we need to give. I'll state that this passage is not focusing on the amount of money that's being given here. It's focusing on the amount of faith. Now, we're going to dive into this because clearly we're talking about an amount, but what Christ is getting at is not so much the amount of money being given, as much as it is the amount of faith driving the amount of money. So let's talk a little bit of what's happening here. So we see it. This opens up with Jesus is watching the offering. Does this sound a little bit off-putting? It probably does, I think. It's fair. In the modern Western church, our church, where we are today, this is a no-no. For instance, we wouldn't have the offering plate up here and have Mike standing over one and me standing over another watching everybody give. Okay. No, we would not do that. Now, of course, we count money and we have to cash checks and all that kind of stuff. But we here in our church think of giving as personal, but it wasn't that way. It wasn't that way. Here, not that way. Now, they are personally giving, don't get me wrong, but it was a much more public, much more ceremonial act giving was. And I'm not saying that our giving model is bad or good, I'm just saying it's different. So when we think about that and we think about the context here, maybe how this would apply to us, I'll argue the application is identical, but perhaps the ramifications of the manner in which we give are the opposite. We'll get to that a little bit later. So Jesus, watching them, makes notes of the amount, but in context of the giver. This is critical. If it was just about the amount, he wouldn't have mentioned any of this. He would have said, "Truly I say to you, the poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing." Did she? She only put in 2 copper coins. No, he talks about a little bit more of this, the context of the giver. They contributed out of their abundance, so they gave a lot, but they have a lot. She, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had. So her amount, empirically, if we take the exact number that they gave and the number she gave, it's clearly far less. There's no question about that. But what Christ is saying is, it's not about that. God doesn't care about that. God created all the money and all the things and all the people and everything, right? He has it all. It's all His to begin with. What our giving is this notion of, what are we talking about here? Why even bother to begin with? Why do we give? Large sums? Yes, from the rich. 2 small copper coins? Yes, from a poor widow. But the context is meaningful. And then we see Jesus really get into the teaching. One thing to note, he's not addressing the givers. And normally it's like, that doesn't really matter. Okay, that's fine. I mean, I'm not going to say that this somehow fundamentally changes the teaching. I don't know that it does. But when you see something in Scripture mentioned specifically, it's worth noting. That's my opinion of this. And we see that here. And then he called his disciples to him and said to them. Now, we've seen before where Jesus is teaching, just last week. And in his teaching, he said. That's a much more general word here. We don't see a specific he's teaching, talking to the Pharisees or the non-believers or disciples. But here we see that. He called his disciples to him and said to them. So this is a private teaching. He's not standing above he's standing above the offering plate and addressing the crowd at large. He is talking to his disciples about what's happening here. He explains that the poor widow has given more, and it says because she gave from her poverty while everyone else gave from abundance. Effectively, her giving cost her something.